doing the Calgary-Vancouver game tonight is our friend Cassie Campbell-Pascal joining us. How are you, Cassie?
I'm good, guys. How are you?
We're
good. Happy New Year, all that stuff.
Yeah, Happy New Year as well.
I don't know how long you say that to people.
At least until
you haven't seen them, or I don't know.
At least till today. Anyway,
okay,
at least till today. Yeah, haven't seen Cassie for a while. We used to do a weekly co-host show on Hockey Night in Canada Radio, so I enjoyed those days, missed those days. But, catching up, Eddie Olchuk joined us earlier. He was talking about the whole thing about days off. John Tortorella talks about more days off, and he said Calgary Flames were one team that has taken a lot more days off this year with better results. And I know you follow them. I know, Brad is assistant general manager, your husband, with the team in that. Have you noticed more from that team and in general an awareness or initiative around the league that way?
I think so. I think they've had to. I think a lot of morning skates off. I've noticed a lot of teams who, on the off days, because there's limited practice time, they'll have that practice, but then they'll give the morning skates off. And I know Calgary's had a few days in the last couple of weeks or so where they've been able to get 2 days off in between games. But Glenn Gullitson, that's one of his big things, is rest. And he preaches execution, I think, like all coaches do. And he preaches, having not 100-mile-per-hour practice, but, sort of a mental sharpness. And I think that's something that he's really focused on here in Calgary, especially is trying to instill those habits in some of the younger guys that they really rely on here.
Cassie, you are a player as well, obviously, when you played. How important do you feel, were there games that you would go out and you would play and then the next day you're right back at it again? Were there times where you're just like, man, I just want to take this time off, and the coaches were like, no, let's go, go, go? I mean, I was part of the Hockey Canada program, and way back in the day, it was practice was that was your games, because you didn't have as many games, but you went every single day, and there were times where you're just like, man, just give me some time, let me relax. And then did you feel like when you did get those days off that you felt fully recovered?
Yeah, you did. And I know sometimes when you're tired, though, and you would know this, Todd, you just want to keep going sometimes, because if you allow your body to feel the aches and pains and to feel, and here goes my vehicles doing something here on me, but anyway, you start to feel, if you get those days off, you kind of start to feel the aches and pains in your body. When I played, especially during the Olympic year, and I know you did the Olympic year cycle as well, I mean, sometimes it was more about training than playing at times, because you were sort of preparing for that one event and that one tournament. And, I think coaches have gotten a lot smarter in listening to their fitness people around them, to listening to the doctors around them. There's a lot of science that goes into the training now, and it's not just about the training, it's about the rest and the type of sleep. And, you hear teams now that they're changing their flight times simply because they feel it's beneficial for their team to stay overnight in a hotel and fly home the next morning, especially when you're, doing those long hauls from east to west or west to east. And, I think there's a lot more science that goes into it. And I just think the old school mentality that we always played under was more is better. And I just don't think, with the intensity of the NHL and every game having so much parity and every point being so important with the three-point system, you really have to try and take advantage of every little detail. And I think science has become a big part of it, and so has rest.
Well, I'll tell you, some guys that don't look like they don't need the rest are guys like Austin Matthews, and in Calgary, Matthew Tkachuk. I mean, he's on an 8-game point streak. Here in Toronto, Austin's getting all sorts of notoriety for what he's done, and rightfully so. But out west, Matthew Tkachuk has been unbelievable for the Calgary Flames, and he just seems like there's nothing that's going to stop that kid out west either.
And I think Glenn Gullitson's been able to put him in a really good position. He surrounded him and insulated him with two veterans pretty much for the entire season, and in Frolik and Backlund, and that line, if I'm not mistaken, has been the only one that's really been untouched from the beginning of the year. And, they've contributed, and he's playing huge minutes against, other big guys on the other teams. And I think, the thing with Matthew Tkachuk, it's always kind of be a knock on him until he gets a little bit better and a little bit stronger, is his skating. And, that was something that when they kept him, I was sort of even questioning whether or not he should go back and work on his skating. Is it going to be at this level? And he's been able to find a way to get a little bit better despite the lesser practices that teams are having. But he's just so good down low in the zone. And that line has really been a force as far as offensive zone time and, getting chances. And I think he's done a good job in the defensive zone as well. And I think he realizes that he has to, because he's playing against, other top lines on other teams. And I think he's been pretty lucky in the sense that You know, it's not like a Sam Bennett where you're asking to play second line center as a young guy. I mean, he's really had to step up this year, and you know, he's even struggled at times in that position, and they've moved him to wing. You know, they've been pretty fortunate. Matthew's been pretty fortunate to just play on that one line, play with the same guys, and be insulated a little bit, and I think it's helped his game as a rookie.
Cassie Campbell-Pascal joining Gord Stellick, Todd Alusco, Hockey Nation on Sportsnet 590 The Fan. Talked a little bit about the Calgary Flames. How about the Vancouver Canucks? I mean, Calgary-Vancouver, two similar teams, had rough patches and really righted the ship. Vancouver was leaving it rather late, but what has done the 180 for them the last few games that you've seen, Cassie?
It seems like it's the break. You know, I think, you know, they lost that game to Calgary right before the break, 4-1 here in Calgary, and then they all kind of went their ways, I'm sure, and came back a little bit refreshed, and I think came back realizing we're still in this. And, you know, I think for a while there, you kind of thought Vancouver was a team you shouldn't even talk about as far as making a playoffs. But you look at this Western Conference, and even with the Winnipeg loss today, I mean, they're still in it, and I think with the six wins in a row, Vancouver's realized they're refreshed. They realize, boy, we're right in this. They're 1 point back of Calgary. They're finally in a playoff spot that they haven't been in since the start of the year. And I think it was a team that just needed a break. And I truly believe this team is still overperforming. I don't know if they're going to be able to make that playoff push. But, boy, it's exciting to see another Canadian team right in the mix. And Ryan Miller's been giving them outstanding goaltending, and you know, he really kept them in that game last night. They had no business winning, but as you guys know, sometimes you just got to claw away and fight away and make things look a little ugly, and that's, I think, how Vancouver has to play to be successful.
And Cassie, I was going to touch on that. Ryan Miller played fantastic. I believe 42 shots he stopped last night. Toronto's getting the same type of goaltending in Freddie Anderson. Is this just the simple reality that you have to have that good goaltending on a night-to-night basis if you want to compete? And currently, Toronto's getting it, and now Vancouver's getting it from Ryan Miller.
Yeah, and you look at Calgary on the other side. When they've had it, they've been able to be successful, and when they haven't, it's kind of looked a little ugly at times, especially as they were transitioning to Glenn Gullitson's system. But it makes a huge difference for not only big saves, but I think big saves at big moments. And you know, I remember at the start of the year covering Toronto in Chicago, and the heat was on Frederick Anderson, and you know, I was able to get him off to the side and have a one-on-one chat, and he just remained so calm and so focused, and he knew, he's like, my game's going to come, I work hard, he goes, I believe in myself, and he didn't seem to have a lack of confidence. And you know, I think a lot has to be said about adjusting to a new system, new defense, new coaching staff, all that type of thing. I think we underestimate that even though these guys are NHL players, there's always an adjustment to the systems. And, you know, you look here in Calgary, it was a huge defensive zone adjustment. I mean, it's a completely night and day system from Bob Hartley to Glenn Gullitson. And I think a lot of people struggled here. And I think that was sort of similar in Toronto in the sense where these rookies, these younger guys were learning the system under Mike Babcock, and they struggled a little bit and finally found their game, and their goaltending bailed them out, or tried to bail them out at least, and until they all found it together. So very similar, but you need your goaltenders to be big. And I think last night, I don't know if you guys had a chance to see that game, but the Canucks just had no business winning, and Ryan Miller was excellent in net.
Boy, with Toronto getting in a playoff spot now, six of seven Canadian teams right now are in the playoffs. So a far cry from last season. We'll see which way, and hope it carries on in that vein. Montreal Canadiens, a team you covered a lot of their games for a couple of years. I know now you're more out west that way. But talk about the team that you kind of got to know well, and what you see with the big change. I mean, it's been 6 months, but Subban, Shea Weber, what you think about the 2017 version?
I'm a huge fan of Shea Weber, and not that I'm not a huge fan of PK Subban. I think he's an excellent younger defenseman, I guess. But I just knew from the moment that trade happened that people were really going to understand how good Shea Weber was. And, you know, even on Team Canada, he's sort of a little bit behind the scenes, and he, you know, doesn't sort of have that presence, if you will, in the media like a Sidney Crosby would with the Team Canada. But you know, he's a superstar player, and you know, because he played in Nashville, I don't think enough of us saw him enough. But you know, I was lucky living out west. I get to see a lot of the Western games, and like he's just amazing. And I know the back end of his deal, this is where maybe the discrepancy will come when it comes to that trade, but I think he just gives them a balance, a sense of leadership. I think he's helped Max Pacioretty a lot with the downs of a season that, you know, sometimes happen even to a captain. And you know, I think he just has such a presence on the ice. I mean, you're coming down and you know Shea Weber's on the ice. you're afraid of him as a forward, and, you know, he just has that presence about him. And, you know, they've been able to kind of survive through injuries. I think, obviously, Carey Price has played well. Even Al Montoya, you got to give him a little bit of credit, especially early in the season. And, you know, now's a big test without Brendan Gallagher, and they battled some injuries with Galchenyuk and Markov. They're going through a stretch here where they, you know, need to survive, and they need some young guys to come up and play some big minutes and play some huge roles for them.
Yeah, Cassie, I was going to, you know, mention that they've got seven regulars out of the lineup tonight, Montreal, that is. And they keep on figuring out a way to get it done, but how many is too many? I mean, it seems like they're just getting yeoman's work out of everybody, the goaltenders, the guys that are getting called up. Does there ever come a time where, you know, it just kind of wears off and things will come back to reality? Or is it plain and simple that as long as you got Carey Price in net, you always have a chance to win?
Yeah, I think the latter part of your statement's pretty good. And, you know, I think of a team like Winnipeg that earlier in the season went through a ton of injuries, and they survived it. And then they had a real tough road trip where I think they lost five in a row. And then you can sort of see the injuries take a toll on them. I mean, you know, I think it's a lot of guys that are coming up to play in the lineup. They're not used to being consistent in the NHL yet. And that's probably why they're not there. And so, you know, you might get that handful of games where everyone's at their best and they're excited. And then, you really are testing the system in Montreal to see what you've got. Can these guys play consistently at the NHL level? And through injuries, you often don't see that until about a handful of games in, you know, the true colors of a team. But, you know, they've been finding ways, Montreal has, and it's no surprise because I think we all expect them to be sort of one of the top Canadian teams throughout the year. And but when you've got a goaltender like Price who can sort of, you know, pick up where mistakes are made, and a defenseman like Shea Weber who can play a ton of minutes, and even Jeff Petrie. I don't think Jeff Petrie's gotten enough credit this year for his play. I think he's been solid for them as well. And you know, they can throw four lines at you. They all got a bit of speed, and they all got a little bit of grit to them. And Radulov has been able to step up at times for them. So they're kind of getting it from a bunch of different places. But I think now will be the real test with the amount of young guys that they have in their lineup who really haven't shown yet how to be consistent in the NHL.
Cassie, we'll let you get to it. Now, how's the car? Is it still beeping or telling you things? Everything okay?
No, it's all good. It started. The heat's on, and I'm getting ready to go to the rink.
Thanks for making time for us, and like we said, Happy New Year. Always great to catch up with you. All the best to you and the family, okay?
Okay, boys. You too. Take care.